Next up is Bev Tappan. Lar Gold will come after that, and then Sandra, you're up. Okay? All right, great. So we have another Tappan with us tonight, and we're going to get some spoken word, and I'm really looking forward to this. And while she's getting ready, I would just remind you, don't forget to order up, and don't forget to be generous to Anna and everyone else that takes care of you tonight. Anna and Brenda up here up front. And without further ado, let's hear it for Bev Tappan.
Well, as my claim to fame is that I'm Dan's mother, and I live in an old fogies home. An old folks home up in Exeter, New Hampshire. And Dan has told me not to read too many poems, so I won't. We're not really that inactive up in this old folks home. And last fall, we climbed a mountain. And this is about South Mountain in Pawtuckaway State Park, which is just really a fire tower hill. Clambering up slippery slopes, avoiding obstreperous rocks, teetering on edgy brinks on this over-the-hill hike. We've summited our local Everest, mounted steep fire tower steps, and gazed with a mild surprise over hills and lakes and skies. Now sprawled on boulder benches, we eat our 10 o'clock lunches. A mild breeze stirs our hair while Nancy sketches us there. Wind-bent pines lean toward us. A red tail circles over us. And then we come to spring fever. The sap is rising and the stallion rears to clap his mighty hoofs upon the mare's frisky rump. But she whisks away as if inviting him to come and play. And he is game. Off and away they go. It is the season that does stir the blood, the time when every river is in flood, and my old heart is gladdened by the show. Okay. And this one is hot off the press. It didn't even get, I wrote it yesterday, didn't even get printed up and typed up or anything. Springtime in the Notches. We should have known what April Fools this winter was to make of us. It piled the snow up to our roofs while Arctic winds assaulted us. We looked in vain for signs of spring, for daffodils and crocuses. But now in May, it's happening. The woods are where the action is. Below these west wind-blocking cliffs, beneath their blanket of dry leaves, shy yellow violets persist, and Dutchman's breeches are perceived. Where phoebes and song sparrows peck, the squirrel corn plants its fruity roots. Wake robin trilliums are on deck. Hepatica promises liver cures. Dogtooth violets belie their name. Spring beauties herald what has come at last, unnoticed, unproclaimed, our longed-for time of procreation.
And thank you, Bev, by the way. Thank you for your three poems. Let's hear it for those three poems. We never got to acknowledge them.